Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back in hour number two at the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. As promised, it is time for a full recap on the 2016 Masters. And there are so many questions we want to answer. Is Jordan Spieth's collapse at the Masters the biggest meltdown in golf history? It was, for me personally, it was absolutely heartbreaking to watch. And we are delighted to have back with us Patrick Livingston. He is the CEO of National Golf Schools. He's been on our show many, many times, and we are looking so forward to his insight and perspective. Good to have you back with us, Patrick.
Well, great to be with you, and it was a unique, wonderful Masters. A lot of controversy, but again, that's what that course does to golf pros.
Well, this year's Masters certainly was loaded with a ton of storylines, and Patrick, I know you'll agree that anyone that's played the game of golf can relate and have empathy for what happened on Sunday. I mean, hit two balls in the water. We're talking about Jordan Spieth, one in the bunker before getting out with his seven. How do you view his collapse?
Well, you know, that's interesting. It, you know, he came into that, to the 10th tee with a sizable lead, playing great golf, just had four birdies in a row. That was his game plan. And it was working. And he got to number 10, and it looked like he played not to lose. Mm-hmm. Okay? When you try to shoot a score, all he had to do is shoot par on the backside, and he wins that tournament going away. And you could see it. He was taking a more conservative approach to his golf game. And it's like football. It's like basketball. If you go into a prevent defense, you're just allowing the opposition to catch up. And I think that's what really was the style of golf that he played. Just don't get trouble, hit the safe shot. And that's not, Jordan Spieth goes for every opportunity that he can. He knows he's the greatest putter in the world, so he can always, save himself with putting. But he got himself in trouble by playing way, way too conservative. But then we get to 12. They hit a shot into 12 because he didn't finish the shot off.
Right.
He blocked that shot into an area where it could come back into Rae's Creek. That has got to jar your mental approach to what's going on. He could have placed that second shot, in any one of three or four positions. You can take that ball where it entered Rae's Creek and take it back as far as you want, online with the flag, and hit a full wedge in there. He would never miss that green a second time with a full wedge, but he chose a spot where he thought he had more green, but it was a downhill lie, and he hit I chunked it. And we've all done that once or twice in our life, and maybe me even three times. But he chunked it, and the wheels came off there. It was, he learned a great lesson. He's a 22-year-old incredible golfer, perhaps to be one of the best ever. But that will never ever happen to him again, where he plays safe and plays not to lose rather than to go out and win.
It was such a quick implosion. Patrick Livingston is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the CEO of National Golf Schools. We're going to be breaking that down here momentarily. We invited him on to give us a full recap of the 80th Masters. It was certainly compelling to watch. It was disappointing in many different ways. What do you think he learned from this? Because as we're talking about, it was painful to even just watching him walk up 18, and you could see how he was really trying to keep it together in terms of his emotions and fight back those tears.
That's true. That is, I think what he's going to take away from it is that he's not going to play conservative again, or he's going to play not to lose. You have to, take a positive step to it. And it is it's a very difficult series. I'll go back to my past where we had to, at PGA Pros, take a playability test. So you had to go out and play 36 holes and shoot a particular score. In this case, it was 150. So you're looking at, 275. Well, there were 32 pros in the group that I played, some college Americans, All-Americans, some excellent amateur record. Well, only two people passed that PAT because they were trying to shoot a 150 and qualify rather than go out and play their normal game and try to make every shot they could. But when you're trying to shoot a score, it's incredibly difficult, and that's what happened to Spieth. He tried to shoot an even par in that back nine to win the tournament, and it ended up costing him.
Are you surprised to hear everyone making the comparison to Greg Norman's collapse to Nick Faldo in 96 when Norman was leading by six at the beginning of the round, but his lead was only two after nine holes.
Well, I was there. Okay, I followed that group around, and it was fascinating.
Okay.
And I'm sitting over on one side of number two, and I think it's coming into 7. Okay, and you have to hit that ball, over the bunker, get to the middle of the green. Well, Norman hit about 3 feet by the bunker and got away with a par there, but you could see his game coming apart. And it's a little bit like what we were talking about with Steve. He had such a good lead that he was just trying not to lose instead of trying to win, and Faldo took advantage of it. And I think he ended up winning by 4 shots, so it was a 10-shot turnaround. But I think, Norman's been star-pressed. I mean, he lost the Masters to Mize on the second playoff hole when he chipped in a 100-foot chip. And, Norman had a 15-20-footer to tie, and he almost missed the putt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was so shaken up. He's had a lot of tough times. Bob Tway did the same thing out of a bunker at Inverness and Toledo. He had the tournament locked up, blasted out, to beat him on the 18th hole by blasting it, into the cup from the bunker. He's had a star-crest, career, no question about it.
Well, Augusta National, it is a course that can eat you up in a heartbeat. I mean, what's your philosophy on how to play it?
It is. It's a tough course. There are some holes that you have to take the middle part of the green and take your par. And there are several other holes that, have a green go at it for your birdie. You simply can't, try to birdie every hole out there. Or you're going to have some high numbers. And the greens, we all know the greens are the fastest, most difficult greens on the tour. So you've got to be an excellent putter. You've got to, and by that I mean you have to get the ball in the right position on the green. 10 feet long, and you've got a three putter, coming back. 10 feet short, you've got an easy birdie putt up the hill. So getting the ball in the right position, the right location on the green is critical.
Hey, Patrick Livingston is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I was there in Augusta last week. Certainly it is a memorable experience. It's breathtaking to watch. But one of the things, my takeaways from just watching Jordan Spieth, you had mentioned he's 22 years of age. He handled himself in post-round like a total pro. I mean, he's just a great young champion. And, despite this tremendous disappointment, I was incredibly proud of him.
No, absolutely. I mean, anybody in that position, basically losing the Masters because of a couple errors, some people don't give interviews. They stomp away. And Spieth has stood in there every time, answered every question, was precise on what had happened, didn't try to blame the course, his caddy, fans like you, cheering him on. He just, stood up like a man, took responsibility for it, and moved forward.
We've got to take a commercial break here in just a minute, but I want to ask you one more quick question. Let's highlight Danny Willett, his incredible Masters, and what he was able to accomplish. His first major victory and win on U.S. soil, and his second player from Northern England to win the Masters. Of course, Nick Faldo has won 3 times. He was sensational. You got to credit Danny.
Well, he was under the radar. I mean, he had a great year last year. He was second to McIlroy in the trip to Dubai. So he was the second, best record on the European tour, and just really nobody knew him. And as a matter of fact, he was going to play the PGA Tour here, except his wife became pregnant and things were up in the air, so he couldn't do it this year. Of course, he played the Masters, which is a major, so he's going to bring his game over here and test it against the best in the world. And he was kind of a very, very good player, just under the radar to most American people that watch golf.
Hey, Patrick Livingston is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the CEO of National Golf Schools. Go to nationalgolfschools.com. Check that out. We're going to continue this conversation with Patrick Livingston right here at YSR. Stay close.